In Corinth, the Christian community at the time that Paul's writing to them obviously is incredibly small compared to the overall population. So just the normal worship of the Roman citizens and the Greeks there in Corinth was the typical Roman pagan worship. And they would sacrifice different meats to their own false gods, and then they would eat those meats in a meal. And in the meal, Paul is saying to the church, don't take part in those meals, because when you eat and share in the meat sacrificed to those false gods, you have to remember that spiritually you are participating in the reality of that false worship. And he says, it's not just that these poor Greeks and Romans invented false gods and they're just kind of imagining something that's not real. Paul says there's a real spiritual element in what they're doing, but the real element, the spiritual element, is that of demons. It's false worship that is not being offered to the true God, but to demons. And so he says, just you have nothing to do with that at all. But to make that point, we get an even more important teaching on what happens when we share in the Eucharist. And Paul begins this teaching by saying, remember that when we share in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, in the chalice, in the bread, he says, is it not a participation in the body and the blood of Christ? And he references back even in the Old Testament when the people would make and share in a covenant with God and then eat a meal as part of that covenant. He said then they were sharing in their worship of God. So the big picture is the reality of what happens when you worship and you offer sacrifice. But the beautiful teaching from this that Paul is pointing us to and opening up is the reality that when we do what we do here at Mass, we really are, Paul says, participating in the body and the blood of Christ. And the word here in Greek, it's koinonia, like it's the deepest word for communion. And in the Revised Standard Version of this translation, it has participation, but they have a note that says or communion. So we all of those different words that mean an actual sharing in, a participating in the sacrifice of Christ. That's what's going on. That's why the Mass is our highest form of worship. It's our greatest prayer. Because when we come and we celebrate these mysteries, we are not just remembering what Jesus did, but the reality of his sacrifice is opened up for us in a way that we actually get to participate in the very sacrifice of Christ. That's why if you were to attend a communion service and receive Holy Communion, even that is not the same as the sacrifice of the Mass. That's why if someone comes too late to Mass, well, you know, does it still count? You don't want to get like overly like mechanical on that. The whole of the Mass is our participating in, our sharing in the reality of what's happening. And that's why the Eucharist is the most blessed sacrament. That's why the Church speaks of this as the source and the summit of everything that we do. We are sharing in, we are in communion with, we participate in the very sacrifice that Christ makes of himself to the Father. And that reality sets a bar for us when we come to worship. That's why during the course of the Mass, it's not just what the priest does. Obviously, the priest is absolutely essential to the Mass, but someone, it wouldn't be good for someone to be sitting in the pew just doing something else as we're praying. As if I'm fully open to the grace that the Lord wants to pour out if my mind and heart are elsewhere. And this is why the church says when we come and we share in the Mass, it is meant to be a full and active and conscious participation. And so as we hear these words from Paul this morning, we really want to ask the Lord for grace. Lord, even when I get in my car at home and begin to make the drive over, begin to prepare my heart for what I'm sharing in. And let me come deeply aware of, mindful of what I'm doing. And even though it can often be a battle to stay attentive, and we often have many distractions that we face, Lord, help me to be aware of and to give myself completely over to the reality that I'm meant to participate in. And because God has made you free, you have a huge role to play in the depth of your participating in the sacrifice. And remember, in just a minute, as the altar is prepared and the priest prays and offers that prayer, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours. So your participation requires and demands something of you, that you are actively putting the whole of your life on the altar with Christ, and then so drawn into the offering of Christ, you are offered and are offering yourself to the Father with him. Such an awesome and incredible mystery this is. And God, that you would lift the veil for us and make us aware of what it is that we're doing, Lord, that you would open the eyes of our hearts and help us to know how deep and sacred and mysterious all of this is, and that we would understand that in this moment we are drawn into the depth, the heart of your love for us. Lord, give us that grace to know deeply and to become very aware of what it is that we do each and every time that we come to sacrifice, to share in the sacrifice of this gift of the Mass.